This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw, toward the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back, world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots stay at home to square off against the 2-2 Dallas Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Patriots Pre-Game Social.
Another beautiful fall Sunday afternoon here in Foxborough, Mass. For another 4:15 start. This is kind of getting old hat now. Every game starts at 4 o'clock. So we know the Patriots pregame social starts at 2 o'clock for those 4:15 kickoffs. And once again, the JetBlue Patriots pregame social with Andy Hart and Paul Perillo is underway.
If Daddy's out raking the leaves, tell him it's going to be dark soon and there's a game starting. Come on.
Get him. This should be, I think, Andy, a very entertaining game and a very interesting game.
Hell yeah!
I'm excited to get into some of the matchups, some of the things that we've been talking about during the course of the week, both on and off the air. And I think there is a lot of intrigue and drama that goes into that pre-bye game. I think that's an important spot for a lot of teams. You want to go into the bye with a good feeling and feeling good about yourself and get that, earn that rest and sort of recharge. I also think it's a big time for the Patriots themselves because of all the different guys they have banged up that really are looking to get into that bye healthy and see what goes from there. But we're going to get to some of that stuff. I want to encourage, as always, here in the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, all the different ways you can join in on our conversation. It's not just about Andy and I. It's about you. That's what this is for.
It's about me, too.
So we want to see what you have to say, and it all starts, of course, the easiest way is with the emails. We get those at webradio@patriots.com. Again, webradio@patriots.com. You can also give us a call, as Jeff in Vegas does each and every week, and gives us the lowdown on the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. And, of course, you're on Twitter, and you're giving those hashtags out, PPGS. Andy Hart's been voraciously tweeting all morning long about a variety of things. We're going to get to those as well, some trade possibilities. The Patriots actually being brought up as potential trade partners with various teams.
Buyers, so to speak.
Buyers, not the
least
of which is wide receiver Brandon Lloyd for Denver. We'll get to that in a little bit. But one thing that we like to do at the top of each and every JetBlue Patriots pregame social, Andy, is get over to fantab.com and check out, as I like to call it, take the temperature of Patriots Nation and find
what
out
kind of
just how confident we are.
What are you using? Forehead scan, ear. Let's go
Kelvin.
Butt.
I want to go with the Kelvin temperature scale.
Okay. I know, though. Kilocalories per second, maybe?
All right. What do we have today? How confident are we? In the 90s, at least?
Oh, we're in the 90s. We're at 91. That's the good news. 4 percentage points ahead of the Buffalo Bills. Jets fans not happy, by the way. They're down in 51%. And Dolphins fans are where they should be at 28%.
I think
that's Patriots,
high.
Patriots are at 91, although they've fallen in the last 24 hours a point, according to the fantab.com measurement of fans' average confidence rating. But I think that's fair. I think there is some legitimate trepidation for this game for a lot of reasons. I just mentioned some of those on the 98.5 The Sports Hub pregame show. And I think it's an interesting spot for the Patriots against the team they're playing, a talented Cowboys team, coming off an emotional victory over the New York Jets. We know they put a lot into those games each and every year. And looking ahead, quote-unquote, to the bye week. I think there's a lot of factors kind of all coming into play here at Gillette Stadium today. But let us know. Don't let me be the voice of the fans, because no one wants that. Most of all, the fans. They don't want me as their spokesperson. So get over to fantab.com, log in, get their numbers up. The more fans that are included in there, the more accurate reading we'll get. Because if just, you know, the lesser number, if you guys try to be jerks and sway the voting, get over there, vote early, vote often, sign up, and register your confidence rating. If it's 91, that's fine. If it's lower than that, I can respect that this week.
Yeah.
I think there's a legitimate question this week.
I agree.
Go over there and tell me what it is.
There are a lot of so-called intangible factors, I think, this week that make this a difficult spot, not the least of which is the talent on the other team. I'm talking about off off field stuff. The spot that you just mapped out, I think, is absolutely a dangerous one for
Rob
the New
Ryan's
Patriots.
Hair. I mean, our quarterback cut his hair. He no longer has the strength he once had. Their defensive coordinator, his hair looks as long as ever. So you got to fear the hair.
So get on fantab.com and express your confidence in this game and in this team, because that's what you do as Patriots fans, and we're sort of proud of that. We want to bolster that number each and every week, and it's something
Indy
and I keep an eye on.
Brag. Pick fights with other teams' fans, Jets fans, the losers down at 51%. Funny, their little graph, it has a graph to show you kind of what things are. It's a flat line, and I think that's kind of appropriate, potentially, because they're like one loss away from truly being flatlined. They'll be done.
Yeah.
If they lose, it's Dolphins today, right?
Yeah.
If you lose to the Dolphins,
tonight or tomorrow?
Well, whenever it is. If you lose to the Dolphins, game, set, match.
No, I just didn't know
playing.
If it was a Sunday night or a Monday night game. I know it
doesn't matter.
I know
when
it's
they lose
game.
It, it's the final nail in their coffin.
I agree. They cannot afford to lose to the Dolphins, that's for sure. Their season is hanging by a thread. And your boy, Santonio Holmes, doing everything he can to cut that remaining thread.
Oh, he's leading. That's what a leader.
Yeah.
You know what that is? It's the problem.
It's a guy who's never been a captain before.
And was appointed by the coach.
Yeah. And, this isn't about the Jets, so we can leave that one alone. But
it's about the Patriots and about your tailgating. I want to see what you're doing at Gillette Stadium today. The breezy weather, don't let your tents blow away. Send some photos in. You can email them to webradio@patriots.com, or you can send them in via Twitter. Just make sure you include the hashtag PPGS. Show me what you're eating. I want to see those buffalo wings, how you staying warm, how you getting hydrated, as Tom Brady likes to say. Let us know. We want to see what's going on in the parking lots outside Gillette Stadium here, where I got to think it's rocking. This is a big game. I saw a lot of Cowboys jerseys.
Lubricants.
There's going to be a
Emmitt
lot of
Emmitt Smith jerseys. This should be a big
and
game.
And that tends to...
Lubricants.
That tends to bring out the best, I think, in Patriots fans when there is a fair amount of visiting fans in the crowd.
And let them hear
it. The Cowboys, obviously, you know, the America's Team nonsense, they'll have some Cowboys jerseys here.
I
got to
be honest with you.
Stadium.
I think my seats have Cowboys fans in them today.
Oh, really?
I got a friend who's a big Cowboys fan.
I believe my seats are empty today. Darian, I want to thank Darian for
could have given him away on the show at the very least.
I didn't know they were going to be empty. Someone backed out on me at the last minute.
They backdoored you?
Darian, I want to thank for sending some photos there. We can hopefully get those up on the page.
Getting two thumbs up from behind the glass, so I think we'll get those photos up, and they're good.
Okay.
Good photos? Matt's just nodding.
And I also, you know, while we're talking about the Facebook page, we like to go to Kevin in the first 10 minutes or so to hit up some of the polls that Matt does a good job of getting ready. Kevin, we have a poll up and running?
Yeah, it pertains to the Cowboys' rush defense here. It says, how many yards will the Patriots run for today? 0 to 50, or 0 to 49, technically. 50 to 99, 100 to 149. 150 to 199 or 200 plus.
100 to 149 is the right answer. Is it winning?
Really? No, that's 31%. The 50 to 99 is the 46%
that's
majority
my pick.
Lead.
So
that,
they're
that
respecting the Dallas Cowboys defense
that's
more than they should.
Yeah.
Why is it more than they should?
Yeah, I don't think they should.
Maybe they're disrespecting the Dallas Cowboys pass defense, which is what I'm doing.
That could be. A little windy, though. If I can run it, I'm running it today. I don't want any cheap interceptions. A lot of balls been tipping off receivers' hands early this year. It never tips off Ben Jarvis Green Ellis's hands. It's always in his hands at the end of the play.
Well,
that's where I like it.
You're right about that. You know, what do they say all the time? You know, what does Bill say, you know, about running backs? You know, number one thing, make sure you finish the play with the ball.
And 489
always,
times in his
he
career he
does.
Has. Is that the number 489 that I had in my story this week?
I have no idea what the
I believe
the
it's 489. 489 offensive touches, never fumbled.
So I think, you know, when you look at the matchup in this game, you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it, but I think we sort of touched on some of the things. Dallas is pretty stout against the run, but I do think that you can spread them out a little bit and throw on them. I don't think they're overly deep in the secondary. They're going to bring guys like Orlando Scandrick in. You know, is he going to be asked to sort of target Wes Welker in the slot? I don't think he can handle that. I know they have guys with big reputations in Terrence Newman and Mike Jenkins. I haven't really seen it. I haven't really seen, you know, Terrence Newman to me has been a disappointment, his career. I mean, I think he's a very talented guy, and I liked him a lot coming out of Kansas State. You know what? He's got to be about 8-10 years in at this point.
Oh, it's a while ago now.
I just don't think he's ever really lived up to it. I'm not sure he's a guy that you can assign to somebody and say, okay, we're going to feel pretty good about that. I don't know how you feel about that.
He was drafted in 2003 in the first round. I feel Jenkins had a good year last year, supposedly, and he is...
Every time I see him, he doesn't play
right.
Well, and he always gets hurt.
Right. I'm not sold on either of them. I agree with you 100%, which certainly
would lead you to believe that you could throw the football against this team. The bigger issue with their pass defense obviously starts up front, not just with DeMarcus Ware, but what Rob Ryan's going to do to try to confuse the offensive line, get some runaway blitzers, get some opportunities to one-on-one. You know, Ware is a guy, and again, I talked about on the 98.5 pregame show, and Bill was over the top this week with Ware. Yes, he's LT. You can compare him. That's fair. You know, then I asked him in the press conference, is there a danger of focusing too much on him? And he basically said, no, he's that good. You know, if you have to know where the other team's best players are. I don't think they're going to, they're obviously going to try to keep Ware from beating them, but they move him around so much. I don't know that you can do that. At some point, somebody's going to have to block him. You may not always have help and, you know, the perfect pass protection called. You're going to have to block him. And those to me are the times he takes advantage of his, you know, if he gets one on one, if something happens and all of a sudden he's one on one with Vollmer or Solder at right tackle, I don't feel good about that matchup. Even if it's only one play, I don't want that one play to ever happen.
No, listen, I'm with you. That's a major concern in this game. And the part that really does concern me the most with that aspect for Dallas's defense is that they don't have to blitz.
Right.
They're a strong front four kind of, pressure. They're, you know, not unlike the Giants did. Unlike what they did with Cleveland last year with a lot less talent. It's not necessarily, you know, four defensive linemen. Sometimes it's different personnel, but they don't really have to do what Rex Ryan does to generate the pressure and overload with blitzes and sort of make yourself susceptible to other things. They don't have to do that. They probably will do a little of it, but I think that Dallas, the reason they scare me is they can get heat on you without necessarily selling out, and that's something to be concerned about.
No question. That's why, to me, I think the staying partially balanced today, the wind and the Dallas front lend me to believe, okay, if Benny can run, assuming he's healthy and can get out there with the toe injury, and he did return to practice late in the week on Friday, and he's listed as questionable. There's been reports he's in his game pants out on the field warming up, as is Danny Woodhead. They're both being observed by Harold Nash, strength and conditioning coach, and Ivan Fears, the running backs coach. But if Benny's out there, I think you need to try to run the football and try to stay a little bit balanced, get your play action game going, stretch everything out, make the Cowboys defend everything. Don't allow them to say, okay, it's one of those days where they're just going to go empty and try to beat us through the air.
Yeah, and I wanted to start in on the emails a little bit because we have some Cowboys fans, and we had some interaction with Cowboys fans during the week, and I wanted to sort of praise them because they praised us. There's a couple of guys, one in particular, who said he likes to listen to shows like ours during the course of a week of the opponent, whatever they're playing, because he likes to get an idea of what they're talking about. And he said that he was so impressed with our show that he's going to continue to listen.
He must like dirty humor.
Yeah, he's probably into potty humor, and that's what we're all about. So, you know, it was a good fit. But Josh is a Cowboys fan. This is the reason why I made this. I told that story.
I like stories.
He says, I'm such a Cowboys fan that I listen to their next opponent's media shows, and I must say yours is the best that I've heard. This must be the guy that we had on the blog. Yeah. Same guy. I must just keep listening after this week because you guys crack me up. Just want to give the perspective on the upcoming matchup, and this is why I wanted to get to this, because who better than a Cowboys fan to break down the Cowboys? You know, we'll talk.
Anybody, because they're an emotional bunch of freaks.
That's a good point. Fans, you know.
I'm not sure he's the most objective and emotion-free analysis.
Later on to David Moore of the Dallas Morning News, so that I think that might be a little bit more of a balanced
approach. I see what you did there. More of a balance.
Oh, okay, yeah, I didn't really do that. But anyway, Romo is his number one point here. I have been one of those fans for a long time that defends Romo. He shouldn't have been holding in Seattle for the playoff game. If Creighton doesn't drop two balls in the 08 divisional playoff game against the G-Men, the Patriots would have likely had to play the Cowboys instead of the Giants in the Super Bowl. Everybody would be talking differently about him. But what has happened this year is probably the most frustrated I've ever been with him. Blowing leads single-handedly isn't something he has done much of in the past, especially in the regular season. He usually plays very well after a tough loss and after bye weeks, and I'm almost glad they are playing the Pats on the road. That's sort of making a positive out of a negative there, I would say. Number two is Rob's D. And Andy, you alluded to this a little bit. Oh, thanks. I can see you now.
Yeah, there was a big mic in our way.
This will be, of course, the most potent passing attack Dallas has seen all year, and I'm very curious to see how much our secondary has truly improved and if Rob's schemes are as spectacular as advertised. This will be the first time this year that we will have Scandrick, Newman, and Jenkins on the field together. I've been extremely impressed with our D thus far. They haven't buckled like Wade's did in big situations. That's Wade Phillips, the former head coach. We would have lost the Redskins game with Wade's defense. He has got these guys believing they can shut down anyone no matter what happens Sunday. I'll take Rob over Wade any day. Big fan.
Isn't Wade doing a pretty good job in Houston?
Yeah, seems like he's doing all right.
Till he lost his version of where.
Of course. Number three, biggest worry, of course, Tom Brady. I admire him so much that I hate him. I'm worried that he might bring back some bad memories from the last time these two played, namely 48 freaking points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cowboys can't afford to get in a shooting match. They must hit, harass, and sack Brady, or we don't have a chance. And four, biggest hope, a turnover or two, perhaps a big special teams play, and a stellar day by three passing threats, Witten, Austin, and Bryant. We haven't even gotten to the offense yet, really, for Dallas. We've been really focusing on the speed on defense. A lot of playmakers on offense as well. Bryant has had a bum thigh ever since they played the Jets, but he's 100% now. Also, our offensive line has improved in the running game every week. Felix can also hit home runs. Here's hoping for a good game. So that's sort of a breakdown from the Dallas perspective, and admittedly, that's a Dallas fan perspective, because it was pretty positive, wouldn't you say?
He said Des Bryant's 100%. According to the injury report, he's still on it with a thigh. It's probable. No issue that he's
and
not.
And I heard
play,
Felix Jones actually mentioned on one of the pregame shows that his shoulder is still not 100%. He's still dealing with some of that stuff. So, yeah, I mean, listen, no one's going to cry about injuries in the NFL. Everybody's hurt. So, I mean, everybody's banged up, and that's going to be a big part of it. This game, by the way, is getting a lot of, I think, national attention with the pregame shows and whatnot. One of the bigger games, and NFL Network had Michael Irvin had the big talk with
Eric Scalavino.
Well, that too. I would be remiss if I didn't remind you of that. But he also had the big conversation with Wes Welker, which,
yes,
I think is probably a little bit more relevant for Patriots fans and
probably
fans of the JetBlue Patriots.
Says he's
pre-game
the best
social
receiver in football.
Yeah, I mean, based on, it was like a Bill answer. You know, in terms of catching the ball and getting yards and scoring touchdowns and getting first downs, yeah, how can you not say he's the best receiver in football?
He's going to go from underrated to overrated at some point, and maybe have already reached there if people are saying he's best receiver in football. I'm a big Welker fan. Some of the stuff he does is obviously amazing, but I think if Patriots fans had some of these other receivers on their team, they'd be pretty impressed with guys like Calvin Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald, week in and week out. But Welker is certainly a guy that opposing defenses have to target now, more so than they ever did. It's not as easy as just, he's going to run his little underneath combo routes and read routes, and, we just have to make sure we tackle him at 7 yards. Well, now you got to tackle him when he catches it, which could be somewhere 20 to 30 yards downfield, and keep him from going 70 or 90 yards after that.
As I said last week and was scoffed at by you,
I hate Wes Welker.
The yards at catch have been off the charts. He's catching the ball downfield unlike he ever has in his career.
No question.
That's been the difference.
No question. That's
been
added
the difference
to his yardage total big time. That's why he's up at 16.4.
He's
16,
always
7.
Been great after the catch. He's always been able to tack on extra yards after the catch. And as he used to say, I better do that because I catch the ball at or around the line of scrimmage constantly.
Well, now he doesn't have to.
Not anymore.
So is he going to start slacking off in that area, trying to save his body, contract year, all those types of things, now that he's on the good stuff?
But one of the things, and you sort of touched on this, Andy, with the rushing, and we talked about it with our first poll on the Facebook page, and get over to the Facebook page, obviously, and participate in those polls. We want you to do that as well. You touched on the running game, the Patriots running game, and how it's sort of gotten into gear the last couple of weeks with Benny on a roll. He's out there working out. It looks like he probably is going to be able to go, but we don't know yet. We'll find that out as soon as we can. Marshall Faulk, no fan of the Patriots, mentioned in the pregame show on NFL Network that they have bold predictions by their cast of characters there. And Marshall Faulk was, the Patriots will run for 100 plus yards on the Cowboys' number one ranked run defense. So that's interesting that he's looking at that now. The flip side of this, and we'll get to the Cowboys offense now, is Steve Mariucci. I don't know if you saw this, Andy. He predicts Tony Romo will have his best game of the season against the Patriots. So
it's generally what quarterbacks do, and I don't think that's a slight to the Patriots' defense. It's a fact.
It'll be interesting to see if both of those things turn out to happen.
If both of those things turn out to happen, that'd be interesting. I think the Cowboys might win the football game if Tony Romo has his best game of the season. Because he's been pretty productive. He's had a pretty good year, save for like four or five plays that have really soured his season and turned the Cowboys into a 2-2 team instead of a 4-0 team.
Yeah, he's another one in the long list of guys right now on pace to break Dan Marino's passing record.
And he's a guy that
He can always put up yards. He can extend plays with his legs. He's got a, you know, that funky kind of quick release where he just gets rid of it on the move there. You never know where he's going to throw. He's got a little bit of a weird angle. He gets rid of the ball. If he has his best game of the season, the Patriots are in for a dogfight, a shootout, because he's a good quarterback. The issue is, like so many other quarterbacks in this league that I would call the middle of the pack guys, you got to do it through four quarters, and then you got to do it over 8, 10, 12, 16 games. You can't just do it for three quarters, or you can't just do it for three games and then have a stinker. It's about the season totals, and he's in that mix.
And you look at what, like, Aaron Rodgers is doing right now. It's just insane. You know,
for the Acme Packers?
I mean, yeah. I mean, as we're talking, you know, the Packers are up 24-0 on St. Louis. Just insane what Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are doing right now to this
league. You know who's a big fan of the Acme Packers?
Roadrunner?
Was it Roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote? I was going to go with one of them.
Yeah. Let's get to, as we do every week, we like to lead off the Ace Ticket Hotline with Jeff in Vegas.
Because El Jefe!
He gives us the lowdown on the numbers. Jeff, how are you?
Good morning from Vegas, guys.
What's up? How are you today? We're doing
great. Not too much, guys. First off, right off the bat, my agent is furious with me. Ron says I have to start charging for my picks.
Yeah, that's not happening.
I mean, it's like you get a few of these things right on air, and everyone wants a piece of you. You know, your phone won't stop ringing. It's ridiculous.
And but if guys, you get a couple wrong, and everybody will want a piece of you, too, but it'll be a different piece.
Exactly. But, guys, I say no to that. Sometimes you have to stand up for what you believe in, and I'm going to reward all the loyal Patriots pregame listeners with my picks on the house throughout the rest of the season.
Well, we love it. What do you got this week? Where's the number going? Where's your money going?
Great question, Andy. We got the spread open, New England by 7.5. It's been bid down by Dallas Cowboy Money before the game here on game day to New England minus 6.
Oh.
The total, as I think I tweeted earlier to you guys, has skyrocketed to 56. 56.5 in some places.
I'd take the under.
Yeah, like we were tweeting about, Andy, the under is sort of tantalizing, especially 56.5. Now, normally I give you guys the inside dope, but the Vegas sports books are buzzing about the wind, 30-mile-an-hour gusts. Let me ask you guys, how windy is it in Foxborough where you are?
It is windy, not quite as windy as I expected. It's actually windier in some of the suburban communities around Foxborough. This is usually a very windy place. I would say it's probably 20 miles an hour right now. I haven't checked the wind gauge on the top of the stadium. It's going to be a factor today. I don't know how dramatic.
Yeah, we know it doesn't affect Tom, but who knows about Romo?
Wait a minute on that one. The wind affects everybody. And Tom is the first guy to talk. That's the only thing that bothers him is wind. I don't know if it's – I agree with Andy. I don't know if it's strong enough to affect the passing game today. It may affect just the kicking game. And we also haven't been down on the field to see what it's like, you know, inside the bowl. But if it's – I mean, if you get 40-mile-an-hour winds, that's affecting the passing game one way or the other.
Yeah, definitely. I know that Tom has been prone to rifle it in there in a few windy games, I think, at Buffalo over the years. In any case, that brings us to the Jeff Smart Money Play of the Week.
And it is... Go!
And it is, I find myself in a place I don't normally like to be, and that's in agreement with Paul Perillo.
No one wants to be there. My wife hasn't even been there.
As a fan of New England, we're going to go New England big to cover the 6. We want the Patriots winning big. But...
How big?
As big as we can get it. But, as a bettor, you want to be smart and capture the value. And there's a little bit of value as a hedge with the Cowboys on the money line plus 260.
Ooh.
If you don't know what the money line is, you guys got to learn about a money line, and so do the listeners. So we're taking New England. We're giving the 6. But as a little bit of a hedge, we got to put a little bit on Dallas just in case they should pull out the win. So I agree with Paul. I think he mentioned early in the week, either New England covers reasonably handily or the Cowboys win the game outright. If New England squeaks out a narrow victory, I lose both sides of it.
Right.
I'm willing to risk that because I believe, as Paul does, one of those two scenarios will play out.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that we'll get into it as we continue. And thanks, Jeff, because as always, excellent stuff. And we look forward to your call every week. And hopefully you can touch base with us on PFW in Progress as well. So thanks.
Hopefully on Tuesday he'll be bragging like he was last week after, you know, hitting it dead on for both sides.
Yeah, the reason I think Jeff I just feel like it's all about turnovers for Dallas. And if the turnovers come, the Patriots will blow them out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a multiple score lead and they'll blow them out. If they don't, I think Dallas is going to win. And that's why, you know, and I actually think the 56 is right about where it's going to be. 31-27, something along those lines, I think could happen. But again, you know, if Dallas turns the ball over, they might end up at 17 instead of, 31. There's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that can happen still.
That was actually one of my points. I know you don't read my Friday six-pack over on Patriots.com, but I urge all fans of the Patriots and the pregame social to read it each and every Friday to get you lubed up for the weekend's game, the six-pack. One of them this week, I made up my own acronym, KISS, Kill in Simple Stats. And what I meant by that is third down red zone turnovers. Everybody says, you know, they're important every week. I think in this matchup with two teams that I think are competitive, I think very, very competitive.
Sure.
Those simple stats will play the game. The turnovers, if you win the turnover, you're probably going to win the game. If you get off the field and on the field in the third down game, you're going to win the game. And if you do well in the red zone, which Patriots have done a decent job of this year, you're going to win the football game. It's one of those even matchups where I think we'll be swayed probably by an outcome in one of those three categories. And if you're the Patriots and you can at least play even in those categories or beat them, you're going to win the football game.
It's
but
good
if you
stuff.
If you fail in one of those, I think you lose the football game.
It's good stuff. We're not the only ones, by the way, that are a little bit worried about this game. And worried doesn't mean that you're afraid of the team before anybody sort of attacks us. Listen, 10 times the Patriots and Cowboys play in Gillette Stadium, I think the Patriots – all 10 times are going to be favored to win, and they're probably going to win, you know, 8 of them.
Right.
9 of them. I think they're a better team.
I'd go 8.
I think they're a better team, flat out. They're more consistent. They're more, they're better coached. I like the pay. I just don't like this particular spot on the schedule, and that's kind of why I'm a little afraid of the game.
Well, what are
they
always
saying? Not afraid of the Cowboys.
If you're not nervous in a lot of those jobs, you know, police officer or whatever, if you're not nervous, that it's time to get out. You know, if you're a bomb guy and you're not nervous, time to get out. And I think that's true. If the Patriots aren't, and I believe they are. The vibe I got from Vince Wilfork and Bill Belichick and some people this week was they are taking the Dallas Cowboys very seriously,
sure,
as seriously as they can take an opponent. That's why I'm not sure that letdown factor after the Jets is really an issue, because I think they have that legitimate edge of if we don't show up and play 95% Patriots football, we'll lose this game. We have to be at our best. You know, all those phrases, 60 minutes of football they're going to have to play this week. I think it's true. I think the Cowboys have the talent to beat the Patriots, but on the opposite is the Patriots have the talent to beat the Cowboys if they play their game.
Absolutely. AJ is in Peabody, Mass, and he has some reasons why he's a little bit afraid of this game, and more so this game than he was last week with the Jets. And he lists them off in no particular order. We just beat the Jets, possible hangover. 12 players listed as questionable for the Patriots. Dallas is coming off of a bye week. Dallas is now nearly 100% healthy. Dallas has Rob Ryan, who baffled us with his scheme last year. Patriots looking forward to a bye week next week. Ocho Cinco, Twitter meltdown. Just kidding, he says.
I actually think that might be a good thing.
With all of
he sucked when he wasn't having Twitter meltdowns. Maybe Twitter meltdowns make him win.
Andy and Paul have been on that from the start. Let him be me. I love me some me, as T.O. used to say. You know, let Ocho just be himself and hope that you can get something out of him. But at this point, I think that horse may have left the barn. I think it is what it is. He's going to be a bit player in the offense. That's just my feeling on it.
I am not predicting him to have a breakout game, but I guarantee you, he'll have a big game this year, some point. I'm not predicting it today. I'm not predicting it next week, because they have the bye next week, so it couldn't possibly be next week. But I guarantee he'll have a big game this year. I will be stunned if he goes through 16 games without a 100-yard day, touchdown, you know, 7 catches, whatever. I think that's a lock. I just wish I knew I could predict it or predict it, you know, for some consistency.
By the way, his prediction after all of those things that he's scared of?
Patriots 52.
Patriots 35, Cowboys 21.
That's a good victory right there. Be happy with that win.
I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, Andy, because we have...
I'm sorry.
What are you laughing?
Quick update off of Twitter.
Go ahead.
PFW Eric chimes in. Ryan Wendell out early getting some backup center snaps with backup quarterback Brian Hoyer. That's it. So if you're waiting for the interesting part.
And here's the thing. You know, as we were walking out today, you had made the comment that he's coming off his best performance as a Patriot last week. You know, he had a good, solid update for us, gave us some things to sink our teeth into, some, things that made you say, interesting, right? And you said, can you follow that up? you know, much like Tony Romo, he can't follow up a good quarter with another good quarter.
Boy, is that disrespectful to Tony Romo comparing Eric to him.
I have no artistic training.
That's what we get. So we have to look forward to that update later. Find out how Brian Hoyer handled those snaps.
We can look forward to Devin McCourty and Kyle Arrington back receiving kickoffs in pregame warmups.
I also I wait breathlessly every week to find out what time Tom Brady takes the field, too. But I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline because Mark is part of the Razor's Edge tailgate, or as Fred Kirsch would say, tailgate, here in Foxborough. Mark, how are you?
Very good, yourself.
How's things in the parking lot? How windy out there?
It's extremely windy out
extremely
here.
Extremely windy.
So much so that we weren't able to put up any of the canopies today.
Oh, crud. Now it's already affecting your game plan, huh?
Well, it's okay. It's a beautiful day out. Enjoying the sunshine.
It is a beautiful day.
The wind will have an effect on the game.
Have you tried to throw the football around out there at all? Is it making it sail a little bit?
We did. Earlier in the day, we had the football up there, and it was fluttering all over the place.
So Tom's going to have a hard time because Mark couldn't get the spiral through that wind. So
everyone sucks
good
but
stuff.
Me.
What's on tap today, Mark? What are you guys doing?
Well, we've got about 50 people here with the tailgate group.
Nice.
We're here in Lot 51 right across from the stadium. This is our normal spot. This is a tailgate group that's been together since 1988.
Wow.
We used to be known as the Brewski Backers.
No pink hats here. 1988.
You haven't picked any new players yet? You sticking with that?
No,
this thing is
actually,
a whopping 16 inches.
We're just a fan of the team.
Wow. What do you got for food today? You know, that we always like to know what you're serving.
We had, a little bit of everything. We've got some wings. We have three or four different types of beef tips. I had a beautiful applewood smoked pork loin. So it varies. It's a smorgasbord of food out here.
Oh, we love smorgasbords.
You know, this segment every week is turning into my favorite segment and my least favorite segment because I just get really hungry.
It's a big beef tease.
You guys should do a remote from out here in the parking lot with us.
You should see how hard Kevin has getting us on the air as it is. Never mind doing it from a remote. Are you kidding me? We got monkeys behind the glass that are not capable of doing that. But we'd love to. Maybe next year we can spin that home games live from the parking lot at Gillette Stadium. First one on tap will be the Razor's Edge group out at Lot 51.
Windy?
If it's too windy, we'll be fine. Well, you know,
you won't be able to hear yourself.
Well, some people might think that's a good thing.
Plus, you won't be able to hear me over chewing because I'll be chewing if I'm at a tailgate.
And they get really mad at me when I do that.
Mark, can you send in some photos? You have 50 people. Try to squeeze them all into one photo and send a photo in.
We'll do that for you.
WebRadioPatriots.com. If not, tweet it to hashtag PPGS. We'll get that up on the Facebook page. Show everybody. Maybe you get some new members out of it.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, season ticket holder since 1988. Very impressive. Enjoy the game today, Mark. And thanks for chiming in with us. Will you have a quick prediction before we let you go?
I think it's going to be a close game. And I don't think it's going to be as high scoring. I think it might be 24-21.
Okay, you're taking the under. I like it, Mark. Enjoy the rest of the day and try to work on those spirals so you can cut them through the wind.
And thanks for taking some time to join us on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. That's good stuff. 50. I like the 50 people, you know, involved in that tailgate.
It's a good
mix. That's no screwing around there. That's big
plus
boy stuff.
You can
50
divvy
people.
Up the food, so everybody, you know, a little potluck. Everybody does a little something. Get a nice smorgasbord. That's just a buffet, right? Fancy word for buffet.
What?
A variety of tastes, yes.
Yeah. Smorgasbord is a lot of different stuff, a lot of different food.
What
a buffet is...
What country is it from?
It's not a sit-down. You go up and make your own plate. That's a buffet.
Where does smorgasbord come from? Probably...
Germany?
I was going to say Germany.
I'm going to go Germany. I don't know.
Meat.
Where's Eric when you need him?
He's reporting that Shane Vereen has been out here for a while, warming up solo with Woodhead's status unclear. Perhaps we see our first of the rookie today. That's PFW Eric.
All right, that's the kind of stuff we're going to sink a little bit deeper into when we get back.
Droids. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit card.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Special thanks to Darian for sending in some photos for the Facebook page. Andy, you had a chance to check those out.
I did, and I have a couple questions. First of all, is that a real tattoo? Because she has the Elvis head on her lower abdomen, just next to her belly button piercing, and flying downward at a 45-degree angle. And if it is indeed a real tattoo, then where is Elvis flying to exactly in that photo?
You are really treading dangerously close to inappropriateness.
She sent the photo. I'm just asking what I can see in the picture.
Darian, send us an email. You ever get the Mila Kunis thing? Because you kind of have a little bit of that vibe.
To her. Yeah, she's got a little bit of that look to her. And Paul likes Mila Kunis.
And I do. And well, not like Eric. You may have to worry about Eric. You may have to take a restraining order on Scals, because he's got a real thing for Mila Kunis. But yeah, I think she's got a good look there, Andy.
She's all decked out, too. She's got some sort of a fancy...
We take all kinds here in the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
We are the world's
hotties,
largest virtual pregame tailgate, right?
Yeah.
And you got to have all kinds. fat slobs, skinny hot girls, we need them all.
I have an open letter here that I want to read.
Who's it from?
It's from
Roger Goodell.
It's to Bill Belichick from Roger Goodell.
I don't think it's really from Roger Goodell.
No, it's not. But
I think it might be from Colin.
Can you play along? Really? Can you play along? Bill, I thought we had a deal. As we discussed, this league has had a serious drop in revenue with the loss of Peyton Manning. And we had agreed that you were going to make whatever quarterback the Patriots were facing look like Peyton Manning. Now, you've done a pretty good job so far. I thought cutting half of your secondary was a work of genius. When you broke the thumbs of Chung and Fletcher, I thought it was a little over the top. But okay, whatever gets the job done. But last week was a problem, Bill. Sanchez did not look like Peyton Manning, and that doesn't work for me. Don't forget, you don't want those photos to see the light of day. So if Romo doesn't look like the reincarnation of Joe Montana today, I'm calling the Boston Globe. Don't test me. Well done.
Some Raj.
Well done right there. That might have a little autotrader.com potential right there, I think.
Could be. We're getting a
top secret
sprinkled
letter.
Up nose nod from Matt behind the glass.
Hold on to that one, Matt. And we'll get back to that. But that's good stuff right there. I like the creativity. Let's stick with the emails for a little bit, Andy, shall we?
Let me give you a quick tweet, though, from our friend.
Oh, by all means.
At VIP Strippers, who fancies his pregame predictions relevant due to the fact that he was right for one of the games. I forgot which one it was.
What, Oklahoma beat Texas?
I don't know. Whatever. But he is going with his official prediction exclusively for the Patriots pregame social. Patriots 38, Cowboys 31.
Very plausible.
I
think that's the kind of game I'm envisioning.
And depending on what number you had, it's potentially a cover or not a cover.
Well, that's true, too. I think we had a flat 7 on Thursday.
We did. So that would be a...
Not to be confused with flat Stanley.
True. He's big. Well, not really. He's popular. He's not. He's kind of small, actually.
You done?
Yeah.
Should I read the next email?
Proceed.
Okay, Mike is next up. The Patriots will win.
Wait a minute. I don't mean to cut off the emailer. We're getting a little too deep into the show here. We got some things we need to talk about. Beyond the Brandon Lloyd issue.
It was just that one time. I only did it one time.
Ramifications it could have for your current crop of wide receivers. Is it a question from head coach Bill Belichick and offensive coordinator Bill O'Brien in terms of what you think Ocho Cinco can be? While I just ranted that he may have a big game, maybe they don't believe that. Maybe they just believe he will never have the consistency. And it's also a question about what they think that my favorite player in the world, or one of them, Taylor Price, can be. Because by all reports, Chris Mortensen, the Patriots were interested in Brandon Lloyd. What does that say about your healthy but does not play Taylor Price and your play but doesn't contribute much, Chad Ochocinco?
Well, I want to delve into that, but first we're going to go quickly to the Ace Ticket Hotline and welcome in David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. David, thanks for joining us. I know you're a little short on time. What is the atmosphere for the Dallas Cowboys heading into this one?
Well, they, again, coming off a loss where they had a 24-point lead at home and then lost that and then had to sit there for a week and a half leading up to this game, they're certainly ready to get out there and play. I think offensively, they feel pretty good about what they can do against the Patriots and matching them. And defensively, the last time Rob Ryan's their defensive coordinator now, the last time he faced the Patriots, they held them to 14 points. So I think they gained a lot of confidence from that. But my guess is that the Patriots offense also has some motivation knowing that Rob Ryan's defense was the last to hold this team under 30 points and will probably have something to say about it.
David, if you were going to boil this game down to one or two important matchups, what would those be?
Well, not a matchup per se, but Tony Romo can't turn over the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's a guy, when you look at it, two pick sixes in that game and then another interception that led to Detroit being able to go ahead late in the game. He can't turn it over. This is kind of like turning the keys over to a guy after he wrecked a car, and then it's his first time back in the car. You got to think he's going to be a little tentative, can't make mistakes. A pure matchup, I would say, Orlando Scandrick, their nickel corner on Wes Welker. He'll be on him a lot today. He hasn't played since the opener, had a high ankle sprain against the Jets and went out, but in training camp, was playing very well and was rewarded with a big contract. So, what Skandrick's able to do on Welker today, I think is something to look for from a Cowboys perspective.
Just following up quickly on the cornerbacks and the pass defense, what is your view of Terrence Newman and Mike Jenkins and where they fit? I mean, are they quality corners? Are they too inconsistent? How do they play, and what's that matchup with the rest of the Patriots receivers like?
Well, when Terrence Newman is healthy, I think he is a quality corner. Now, he didn't. The issue with him has always been health. When he gets out there, he's a very good, an above-average corner. Not a shutdown corner, but the best corner on this team. I don't think there's any question. Mike Jenkins has been an erratic corner. 2 years ago, he wasn't very good. 2 years ago, excuse me, he was very good coming off of a spotty rookie season. Last year was really bad. This year he's been playing pretty well and has held up pretty well through these first four games. So this is the, he's showing a level of consistency at this point that he is not otherwise to this point in his career. So, I think they're good, solid, cornerbacks. Not great, but, very good and very solid.
David, when you talk about the turnovers for Romo, I mean, I think, you know, I we're all on the same page with that. This is a pretty good football team if they can protect the ball, but is it fixable? I mean, is this just who Tony Romo is at this point? A guy who can make some plays but is also going to make some bad ones, or is it fixable?
Well, it is who he is at this point, and it was interesting. After the first game and the turnovers he had to lose against the Jets, he was talking about, you know, I'm going to learn from these mistakes and not make the same mistake. After the Detroit game, when we talked to him the other day, he was, well, you know, sure, certainly I don't want to make those mistakes. I've looked at it, want to learn from it, but, you know, I'm still going to pull the trigger. I'm still going to be aggressive. I'm still going to go out there to make plays. I'm not going to go out to manage a game. So I think it's very clear, you know, what he is and what his track record is. So I would argue it comes down to Jason Garrett in situations of the game where Tony Romo may be unwilling to manage a game. I think it's incumbent on the head coach to take that control and to manage the game when it's needed, such as when you have a 24-point lead. So I think you will see a little bit different play calling in this game if they do happen to get a lead. But I don't anticipate this team will get a 24-point lead on the road against the Patriots.
David, one of the questions I think today is how much the Patriots will run the football ball, or at least attempt to run the football. Ben Jarvis Greenell has been a little bit banged up, but looks like he may go. Do you expect that the Cowboys defense will live up to its number one ranking?
Well, that is their point of emphasis defensively. They want to make every team one-dimensional, even if that dimension is as outstanding as it is with the Patriots. That's where their defense starts. So I think they've been very good in that area. They got away from it last year, but they were a good run defense team really up until last year. So I think Bob Ryan has fixed some things, put some guys back in the right spot, and I would imagine they would do a pretty good job against the run today.
David, I know you're short on time, so we're going to let you go, but we do appreciate you taking a few minutes anyway to talk with us on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
For sure thing, guys. This should be a fun one. I would expect it to be going back and forth here.
I agree. High-scoring shootout. That's what we're all looking for.
You got a quick prediction before you go? Score?
Oh, I think, I mean, how can you go against Brady at home? Certainly the numbers indicate. I would say something in the 31-27 range, New England.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, David.
Sure thing.
Appreciate it. That's David Moore of the Dallas Morning News. And this exact score that I predicted, only I think Dallas was going to win.
Now you're both wrong.
Yeah, there's no way it can be 31-27.
No, I just didn't like two things he had to say. They're looking to really stop the running game today, and they're going to put Orlando Skandrick, a banged-up nickel corner, on Wes Welker
that
all day.
That, to me, was the big red
blowout
flag.
City. Patriots, yeah. Take the over and the blowout.
I've lost a little of the fear I had.
Me too.
With the whole spot thing with Dallas, because I think if you're going to put your third best cornerback on the best receiver in football right now, that's a recipe for disaster.
Okay, we got that's an breaking absolute news recipe off the Twitter feed. Real Patriots, today's inactives: Barrett, Brown, Dowling, Edelman, Mallett, Mayo, Vollmer. So all of you
Vollmer.
That thought that the Patriots were getting healthy after letting go of Thomas Welch at right tackle, Sebastian Vollmer is not active today. Josh Barrett, former starting safety, not active. Sergio Brown, bad safety, not active. Rossi Dowling, your cornerback, who you'd like to say is your two or three corner versus a passing team like Dallas, not active. Julian Edelman, your main returner, not active. Gerard Mayo, obviously not active, despite people getting a little hopes up, I think, that he returned to the practice field this week. And in the one that matters most to Eric Scalavino, Ryan Mallett, inactive as your third quarterback.
I'm a little surprised by Vollmer.
Yes.
Other than that, I don't really know what to make of Brown and Dowling. Not sure. I mean, I don't think Dowling was healthy last week, even though he suited up. He didn't play. And I got to figure that he would have gotten onto the field had they been fully healthy, don't you think?
Yeah, I love to get the early reactions off Twitter. Instantly, you start to get like analysis and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
You know, Mike Reese says surprises among the group are Sergio Brown and Sebastian Vollmer. I would agree with the Vollmer as a bit of a surprise because you kind of reading the roster moves, you thought maybe he was healthy. Sergio Brown, I would not be surprised if he's inactive the rest of the year based on that performance in Oakland. I don't think very much of him.
You are a bitter, bitter little man.
Our friend Patriots PFC, one of our great British listeners, said, "Holy safeties! Chung, Ahedebo, and Baby Bubba."
Yeah, they're very thin at safety.
That's good. I mean, all that's on the other side is a Hall of Fame tight end who might run down the middle of the field for 800 yards.
And let's not forget that Gerard Mayo.
I'm switching it again.
Let's not forget that Gerard Mayo is not in. So, you know, that's kind of your bracket coverage. You know, your linebacker underneath, he's the best
Kraft
pass.
And Mayo go together.
He's the best, you know, sort of pass coverage linebacker, most versatile linebacker. And then behind them, all you really have is Chung. But, you know, saying that, Patriots have done a nice job limiting the damage by tight ends so far this season. The only one that really hurt them, I thought, was Kevin Boss. Would you agree with that? I mean, I think they did a good job on Keller.
Certainly.
So, I mean, Gates, you know, whether it was health-related or not, or by design, he did nothing. He had no catches.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been an area that I think the Patriots have focused on defensively, and I certainly would expect that to be the number one priority defensively today, is to take Jason Witten and limit him as much as possible.
Just a little bit of a different look this week with Ahedebo having now ascended to that starting safety spot. And,
Yeah. You
know, he played well last week. I have to give that to
him.
He
did a nice job last week, and I gave him a good pat on the back in PFW this
week. I've seen Josh Barrett play okay. It's kind of like the quarterback thing. You got to string them together. You got to show me week after week. Now you're on tape. Now the Cowboys saw, okay, Ahedebo might be in there. What are we going to do when Ahedebo's in there? What are we going to try to do with Jason Witten, who, by the way, is their leading receiver, and another guy that Bill Belichick went overboard in the praise of this week, called him one of the all-time greats. And this is a guy, I think he's a 7-time Pro Bowler over the last 8-9 years. I mean, this is a truly elite tight end, a guy who can block a bigger body, not just a receiver. I got into some fights with some fans on Twitter and email because it was an absolute terrible thing to say that Rob Gronkowski is the second best all-around tight end in football behind Jason Witten, who I think is what Rob Gronkowski would hope to
aspires
be.
Aspires to be.
Be a guy that catches
a balanced
80,
tight
90
end.
Passes, who can also block, who goes to Pro Bowl after Pro Bowl after Pro Bowl, becomes his quarterback's favorite receiver, all of those things. Gronkowski's good. Don't get me wrong.
Love him.
Witten, as Belichick said, is an all-time great. Get there. Rob, go get it.
I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline, and I'll do that right now. And after that, we're going to go back to the Facebook page and update the next poll. But I want to chime in with Tim, who is very excited about this game today. Tim, how are you doing?
Hey, how's everyone doing in the pregame social?
We love the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Well, I'm a longtime listener to PFW. I've never called in. I've got college classes at the time. But essentially, I've listened in today, and I called in to say that, one, I am very, very worried about our offense keeping up with Dallas's offense. I think our offense is better, but if you look at the matchups, Belichick takes away what you do best, and I'm going to think he's going to try to take away Witten. You get McCourty on maybe Dez Bryant, and Dez Bryant, when he was healthy, was able to beat Revis if you watched the Jets and when the Jets faced them. And then he kind of slowed down and tippered off. And then you have Miles Austin. Now, you know, I like Kyle Arrington, but, that's just putting Arrington on Miles Austin is saying, please throw for 200 something yards on me. I mean, and then on the other side of the ball, we have Rob Ryan, and say what you want about the Ryan family. You know, they, more than anyone else, they've had success against Brady. So,
Listen, there are some matchups in this game that I think are worrisome. And I'm not trying to be, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling and all that stuff. I just think you just mapped out some individual matchups to me that are in Dallas's favor. It never works out that way. It never does. Plus, the Patriots are so well coached, they find ways around these things.
As I said earlier, they have a banged-up nickel corner that they're planning on sending at Wes Welker all day in Orlando Scandrick. Thanks for playing.
And all it takes is, you know, early in the game, the Patriots get the ball. They go down and score. Dallas comes down. They, you know, make two or three catches for Dez Bryant, and all of a sudden, Romo throws one a little bit wild. Gets picked off. Patriots get a two-score lead, and...
We have a secret weapon against them, and this weapon I think can help us win. But and no one's really factoring into the equation. But you just mentioned it, Tony Romo. If we're gonna, because what I picture is, and I hope you guys are right, but I picture the Dallas offense going crazy, and you know New England kind of stepping up to the plate and keeping up with them. But the one thing is, at the end, Romo will throw some kind of crazy pick or something, whereas I don't think Brady will, and it'll kind of. We'll squeak by, but I just wanted to say thanks a lot. I'm a huge fan of Fred Kirsch. Tell Fred Kirsch he is awesome.
Blah, 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 blah.
I will not do that, but I do thank you for joining us anyway.
Yeah, sure thing. And there was nothing wrong with his story. Bye, guys.
Oh, wow. Now you just over. Now Tim brought it over the top with that. But no, I will pass that along. And
I guess we now know what Tim meant by he's pumped.
Yeah, I think thank Tim for joining us.
Talk and take.
Okay. Pumped. Do we have Kevin? We have a second poll on the Facebook page to relay to our great fans.
Which of the Patriot defensive backs needs to have a big game in order for the team to win today?
It's all of them.
Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, Lee Bodden, Ahidobo, or Dowling, who's not playing, so it can't be him. Good job, Matt.
Wow. I will give you...
Matt, you're doing a fine job. I'll take you over him any day.
You know the bold predictions thing that the NFL Network had we talked about in the first segment?
Yes.
You know, sort of something that maybe is flying under the radar, not maybe...
Taylor Price will have 10 catches for 100 yards today?
I'm going to give you my bold prediction for the game. The Patriots defense applies some pressure on Tony Romo, and that... Is
sure.
The key to victory because
for who?
For the Patriots.
Okay, just making sure he didn't roll out and hit somebody deep for a touchdown.
No, because I think the one matchup that I think is in the Patriots' favor on defense, the Dallas offensive line is terrible, and I think that's an area that the Patriots might be able to exploit. They might be able to confuse them. They got two rookies out there, and Doug Free's not one of them.
That's true.
No, they have Tyron Smith at right tackle, and then their left guard, Andy, help me out, Bill Nagy?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Nagy, Nagy.
Nagy. Is it like Charles Nagy?
I believe so.
Former Cleveland Indian? So I think that's an area that the Patriots might be able to exploit. Now, I know they haven't had much pressure on passers. Thought it was a little bit better last week, and that's why I picked Andre Carter as my JetBlue High Flyer of the Week on the PFW television show on Comcast Sportsnet.
He's got a lot of Chad Ochocinco in him. He's waiting for that breakout three.
Oh, but
game.
I think he's played well. He just hasn't had a lot of sacks.
No! He's played fine.
He just hasn't had sacks. He
was
hasn't
brought here to be a pass rusher, not a run-stuffing defensive end.
He's
going down the road to Derek Burgess 2.0. Get to the quarterback.
Oh,
I brought you here to get to the quarterback.
That's
get to the quarterback.
But wait a minute. Derek Burgess did nothing. He didn't get to the quarterback. He did nothing
he went
else.
Like this and punched
but
up
Andre,
against the
Andre
right
Carter has
times.
Played well. That's
he's
disrespectful.
Played fine against the run.
That's disrespectful.
Okay. Well,
to
then, then Devin McCourty's played well because he played
no.
the run very well.
Well, that's
he's been
not
very
the
good
same.
Against the run. Apparently, you put a premium on the run. Sorry, when I'm 32 ranked in pass defense, I want somebody to cover and pressure.
Listen, that is over the top, even for you in your enormous head. How can you
Andre Carter was brought here to turn the corner, and all he's doing is sitting the edge.
But he wasn't just brought here to play. To equate a cornerback's poor pass coverage, but he's played the run well, to a defensive end's playing the run well, but hasn't had much pressure on the passer. That's insane even for you.
Get to the quarterback. That's all I'm saying. Get to the quarterback.
So ridiculous.
I brought you here to get to the quarterback. You're a 10-sack guy, not a guy who once had 10 sacks. Three seasons of 10 sacks. I want you at least once to turn the corner so I can say, ooh, see that step he got on the left tackle? Ooh. Instead of being Bobby Hamilton or Anthony Pleasant.
You're in significant need of help.
I'm just going to set the edge here, play the run. Somebody else get to the quarterback.
Yeah, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to do your job?
Because you're 32nd ranked in pass defense. You stink. You need a burst in the pass defense. He can help them. He needs to.
All right, I'm going to go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and talk to Corey in Texas because I'm tired of yelling at you. Corey.
Hey, what's up, Paul?
How you doing?
Not bad. Hey, I got a big question for you. Now that you guys aren't traveling with the team, now do you think it's better to watch the game on TV than it is in person?
No.
Really?
No, not really. It's kind of hard to see some of the schemes that, you know, the personnel groupings and things like that. It's kind of hard to follow.
Yeah, the eye hole is too limited. I need a bigger eye hole.
Yeah,
really?
You know about holes.
It's better in high def on TV? Or?
No, because when you're there, you also have high def TVs right above you in the press box to see the replays, to do it. Half the time there's a delay, so you can actually watch the play live, then look up, watch it on tape, watch the replay. You get a better all-around feel when you're at the stadium. You understand the game. You see things. You know, you don't have to wait for a replay to show you, hey, how come that guy is rolling around on the ground with Logan Mankins punching each other in the nuts? You can see it live.
And I do understand your larger point, Corey. I mean, the technology has gotten so much better that it is a very enjoyable experience to watch. And,
oh, yeah.
And Andy and I have had no complaints about, you know, Kevin hooks us up in the conference room. I'll give Kevin a little pat in the back with a beautiful flat screen. And we get a great look at the games, but I just worry about, being able to find, you know, like nickel packages and stuff. Who goes on? Who comes on? Who comes off? Sometimes it's hard to follow personnel. It's strictly from a professional standpoint of trying to chart these kinds of things and knowing who's playing with who and in what situations. From a fan perspective, I get your point. I think it's pretty enjoyable both ways.
Yeah, because the camera angles are phenomenal these days, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It looks great, and you see a lot, but you don't know the few little things that you're missing unless you've spent a lot of time watching games live from the press box. But, yeah, if you don't care about some of the real little minutia, then it's a fabulous experience watching in HD on a big TV. It's tremendous.
You know, I know in NASCAR they have, like, on some of the apps you get, you can hear the crews from each one of these teams.
Yep.
You think they'll ever get to a point where you can actually get mic'd up people on each team and just log on?
Yeah, I think we're going in that direction. I don't know when it'll be and how
talking about
much
the centers and all that stuff. Yeah, I
and
think
even
you might.
Cameras where you can control your own cameras, more camera angles than just what you see on TV. You're definitely going in that direction at some point.
Yeah. Hey, one last question. It's for Paul. You know what? You know, my little cousin used to play for Northeastern.
Really?
I don't know if you remember him, but he was a tight end back maybe 5 years ago. His name was Kendrick Ballantyne.
Oh, yeah. Very good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrific player.
Yeah.
Kendrick Ballantyne.
I think he was a free agent, you know, non-draft.
Yeah, he was an undrafted free agent. He went to camp. I don't know where, but I do remember.
No, he went to Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
You know, he told me, I mean, they beat you up in camp, I guess.
Yeah.
He said sometimes it would take him a half an hour to get out of bed.
Yeah. No, well.
Interesting fact, though, that same year, that later in the year, they called him from the Giants. It was the year in 2007 when they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They actually wanted to have him on the team, and he said, no, I can't do it. It's too much physical.
Oh, wow.
But
tough Northeastern.
That's cool. He had the Northeastern education. He didn't need football.
Well, he's doing well for himself right now.
Good. I'm glad. Thanks for chiming in, Corey. He gave us a little Cliff Clavin there. Interesting fact.
Fact, be that as it may, they were never in my kitchen. We got a quick Twitter update from our boy D. _ Megatran.
Give us that as we head into the next break, Andy.
Who
Hart.
Says, Dumbo Hart is being an idiot again. Tell him to go rub Price's testicles.
Wow. Wow. That's
today's the day.
That's just poor to me.
Today's the day. Price plays.
Today's the day?
Yep, he plays. Gets in there.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Love
this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation. Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune in to the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page.
Just heard Paul say there'll be a lot of Ross Ventrone or something.
I was reading the tweets. Just doing a little show prep in between the breaks here, Andy. Our own Eric says he expects to see a lot of Ross Ventrone at Dallas.
Okay.
Against Dallas, not at Dallas. Yeah, what do you think of that?
4 years from now, you think Ross Ventrone will still be on the team when we play Dallas?
What do you think of that?
I don't expect to see a lot of Ross Ventrone.
I don't either.
On special teams, maybe.
Yeah.
That's what he plays, special teams.
Yeah, that's not, I don't think, what he meant, though.
Well, then he's wrong, as usual.
Wow. I was just sort of pointing it out. You didn't have to get all mean.
Patriots.com pregame social here.
JetBlue.
Whatever.
JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
I just didn't want people to think it was the Ross Ventrone podcast, because those were the first words they heard from you when you came out of the break.
They know
Ross Ventrone today.
They know what it is. Wanted to get back to, before we were joined by David Moore of the Dallas Morning News, you had brought up the rumors that have been out there. Trade deadline's coming up on Tuesday. Brandon Lloyd, wide receiver for the Denver Broncos, is a guy that has he's on the block. You know, the Broncos have made no secret of that. Both he and Eddie Royal are available, and the Patriots have been tied. You mentioned the tweet from Chris Mortensen talking about some inquiries that were made, maybe hit an impasse in terms of the contract with Brandon Lloyd. But you and I both think maybe the bigger issue here is the fact that the Patriots are legitimately looking at a significant wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. This is a guy who led the NFL in passing yards last year, had a career year in terms of yards and receptions. This is a guy that I've never been a big fan of. He's one of those flashy guys, makes a great catch one week, and kind of disappears after that in most of his seasons. This year, he is fine. 20 catches, whatever it is. I just don't think he is the receiver that everybody thought he was based on last year's performance. The obvious reason why is because he would be a quick fit into the system. You know, as Dan Gronkowski said, they do everything the same in Josh McDaniels' offense out there, right down to meetings and practice breakdown and everything. But the bigger issue is, why is Taylor Price getting looked over yet again? Even if you don't believe in Ocho, which I'm fine with. You know, at some point, you poop or get off the pot, so to speak, with him.
And it's funny how the trade deadline is suddenly becoming a little bit more relevant in the NFL. And
Jared Allen.
It's exciting.
Brandon Lloyd.
Yeah, we brought up on
Eddie Royal.
On Patriots.com, we do every Friday, we have the Samsonite Make Your Case. And we talked about Jared Allen. I'd love to get Jared Allen, obviously. I just wish we could get him under a situation where we could use, maybe training camp and get him up to speed. But I certainly would take Jared Allen to try to increase the pass rush, because I think that is right now the number one flaw with this team.
Oh, I don't think there's any question that, you know, if they had a pass rush, a guy like Jared Allen, who I think could come right in and contribute if you signed him right now and put him on the field, because he's a natural pass rusher. I'd have concerns long term, you know, 3-4, 4-3, and as Bill tries to get him to do everything he's looking to do. But you just bring him in as a sub rusher, just tell him go get the quarterback. I'd feel great adding him to the front. I don't know that he's even available. You know, that's certainly not on the same level as Brandon Lloyd, who's flat out available. I think Michael Lombardi said he'll be stunned if Brandon Lloyd is a member of the Denver Broncos.
No.
At 6 o'clock on Tuesday or whatever. I doubt that Jared Allen is going to get traded. But he's certainly the guy I'd go after. Brandon Lloyd, okay, so your offense a little bit better, you're a little deeper, whatever. You're still going to have to win games and shootouts. You haven't made your defense any better. That's the biggest need for this team is defensive help.
I want to get back to the emails here. Haven't read any in a little bit. Mike says, the Patriots will win because Dallas can't double cover everyone. Last time they played in 2007 in Dallas, the Patriots destroyed the boys 48-27. Patriots will open the game up with a solid running attack that will gain 3-plus yards per carry. The pass defense will be tough to crack, but we got a decent code master at the helm in Brady. Ryan has only been with the Cowboys for 4 games. Brady has been there over 10 years. How many rings has Dallas had in that stretch? How many letdowns in big games does Romo have? Do you have the answers to these questions?
0 rings. 7, 8 letdowns in big games. And we'll see today. You know, is today the Tony Romo that's at the top of the roller coaster, or the Tony Romo that's at the bottom of the roller coaster? Because he rides that as much as anyone. And let's not forget, he still has the rib issue. He's still wearing a flak jacket, still taking a shot.
Yeah.
And if you could get some shots on him in the game, you could affect him. I mean, this is a guy that's how many weeks away? 3 weeks away from a punctured lung, 4 weeks, whatever it was ago. And
so, did he actually die?
Did he actually die after that
week 2 game and come
they,
back to
brought
life?
Brought the paddles out. Like Christian Slater and whatever that movie was. Maybe he spent some time. Is that Christian Slater? Is that the guy? Kevin Bacon? Somebody?
I don't know.
One of those movies where they played around with, oh, I'm going to be dead for 2 minutes, and then you can revive me, and I can experience the afterlife and all that crap. But we digress. Tony Romo, to me, if you can get some licks on him, you can affect his game. Unfortunately, the Patriots don't get licks on anyone.
I agree, and that's why I think that might be one of those sort of bold prediction-type things. I think this is the week they get a little heat on the quarterback, and it affects Tony Romo.
How come you've cut ties with Chad Ochocinco? No one's allowed to say this is the week. But you haven't cut ties with the pass rush yet.
Oh, I've cut ties with the pass rush.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think this particular week, the Cowboys' offensive line is so bad that even the Patriots' pass rush. No, I have. I have cut ties with that.
Okay.
I never really had a lot of ties tied together, if you recall. I was not necessarily a big believer in Sean Ellis and Albert Haynesworth and collapsing
either.
The pocket.
The only guy I was
stuff.
A big believer was Andre Carter.
Andre Carter,
that's why
right.
I am personally offended by his performance to start the year.
Personally offend you.
You know, this guy's supposed to be a pass rusher, and I haven't really seen it often enough.
Steve in Albion is next, and he says, who do you think brings more to the game, a team going into a bye or a team coming out of a bye? The team going in can give all, knowing that they have a few weeks of rest, and a team coming off is fresh and more prepared. What are your thoughts?
I think the advantage is coming out of the bye. I think in the NFL and the way it's turned into such a chess match between coaches, that extra time to prepare and get healthy. As we said, your guy from Northeastern, you know, he was in training camp for a couple of weeks and couldn't get out of bed. That's what these guys deal with. And you give them an extra week while they're resting physically. You got Rob Ryan with an extra week to figure it out. I think that's a good advantage in the NFL. And, you know, the postseason, everybody says, oh, the bye, how important it is physically to replenish at that point in the year. There's something to that.
I agree with you. I think that the 2 weeks to prepare combined with the rest, I think, is significant. I think teams coming off the bye week, I think a lot of them do pretty well. Jacob is next up. He's from Gitmo. He's our buddy that writes in every week.
The safest place on earth, according to him.
Absolutely. A few questions about the two tight ends. First, who has a better game today from a fantasy point of view? And I believe he's talking about Gronk and Hernandez, Andy.
I like Gronk. Speaking of JetBlue, he was my JetBlue high flyer of the week. I think he'll get back into the end zone this week, make some plays.
Second, if you could only keep one, who would it be and why?
Oh, wait, are we talking about the Patriots or is Witten involved in this?
Oh, I think he's talking about Hernandez and Gronk.
Okay. If I could only keep one, it would be Gronk. I think a two-way tight end like him is special. I think you can find receiving tight ends. Every year in the draft, there's at least six that are rated to go in the first three rounds.
I agree. He says he's thinking of investing in a Hernandez jersey. How long do you think he and Gronk will be in town?
Well, you got at least two more years after this one.
Yeah, I think they're reasonable. I think it's reasonable to expect those guys to stick around for a little bit. Now, I think both of them, in terms of contracts, are going to look for some money when their rookie deals are up, but that's a little bit, only in their second year. We haven't come to that. We certainly don't need to worry about their second contracts just yet. There are other, much bigger.
It's your Welker jersey you should be worried about.
Welker and, Gerard Mayo sort of around the corner,
He'll be
long
here
term.
Forever. I don't see him going anywhere.
You might be right, but
I
thanks.
I think he's a lock.
Jacob, I think that you're, okay if you want to buy a jersey. You'll get at least a couple more years out of that.
My dumbass sister bought a Welker jersey last week. She might be regretting that in about 8 months.
Nah, he didn't read my commentary. How can they not re-sign him?
I don't know. When he comes in and goes, I'm thinking 5 years, $55 million.
Special, you got to give it to him. Special treat. You do.
Okay.
Are you going to spin this to another one where I really don't believe that they should give it to him and I'm lying about it?
I think there is zero chance they'll give him a 5-year, $55 million contract with the going rate these days of half guaranteed. So that'd be about $27 million in guarantees.
Yeah. Just money. I want to.
Apparently not yours.
We have a special treat today on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social because we have not one but two fan clubs chiming in today. We heard from the home crowd here at Gillette Stadium. Now we're going to go to Dallas for the Dallas Patriots fan club. And Steven is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. How are you, Steven?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. What do you got on tap today? This is the part of the show where I get very hungry.
We are at a place called Buffalo Joe's, and I'm working on getting them to change the name to Boston Joe's or something like that. So we just moved here because we got a consistent crowd of like 50 people.
Nice.
And I knew there were probably more that would like to come, but they just couldn't fit in the place, so now we're at a bigger venue.
And what are you guys eating today? At a place like Buffalo's, I'm sure there's plenty of buffalo wings on tap.
Yeah, there's buffalo wings, burgers, everything like that.
So you have 50 people, everybody wearing a jersey?
Right now, I just walked into the place. There's a bunch of Giants fans here.
Oh, boo.
Once their game is over.
Boo, yeah.
But actually, we're Giants fans today.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're beating Buffalo.
That's true. We're already watching the scoreboard and the standings. So, you guys get together on a weekly basis to watch games?
Yeah, we watch every game together.
And all 50 or a good chunk of the group shows up every week?
It's pretty much the same group, but I know there are people who told me that they'd like to come, but they couldn't fit into the old venue, so I'm expecting maybe 70 or more today.
Wow, everything's bigger in Dallas, including the Patriots fan clubs.
That's right.
And what are the chances we can get you to send us a photo of your gathering in enemy territory? We can take the email at webradiopatriots.com, or you can tweet it to us, use your smartphone, send it over Twitter, #PPGS.
I'll definitely do that. I thought I was going to have to wait till the game started to get more people in the picture, but we've already got quite a few people here, so I'll start doing that.
And you know what we like? Put the hottest girls that are there in the front. Just no offense to you, but that's how we are.
Okay, I have one in mind right now.
Okay. All right. That's what we like to hear.
I like to hear that. Put her in front, baby.
Good
Beaver,
stuff.
Beaver Stadium.
All right, Steven, I appreciate you taking some time and joining the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. How long you been? I know you said you were kind of recent to Texas, but how long have you been doing these? 50 guys. That's a major league fan club for Dallas. How long you been doing this?
We started here in 2007, just in time for the 18-0 season.
Nice.
I like that.
The way that season is remembered.
The 18-0 season. I like that.
Right.
Well done.
The last game didn't happen.
That's right. Shall not be named, nor did it happen.
All right. So we have a lot of longtime season ticket holders with the first group. These are a little bit newbies, but still big numbers. Big numbers for the
pregame. We like the support. Keep it rolling and check in anytime here with us.
Yeah,
Most importantly, send that photo of the quote girl you have in mind.
Yeah, send us the photos. We'll get them right up on Facebook. And thanks for taking some time, Steven. Enjoy the game today.
Okay, you're welcome.
Go Pats!
That's good stuff. That's I like having all the.
That's pretty impressive. 70 people.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. I like having all these.
That's the our target audience.
The numbers are big.
This new age with all these cell phones. Just plop it on the table in your app.
And you put it right. Everything's bigger in Dallas, I guess.
That's what I'm hoping about the girl sheet that he has
I got your underlying creepiness there. I know what you were talking about.
I'm not sure it was underlying. I think it was out there and for everybody to see and hear.
I'm not so sure it was underlying. Let's see. Calvin in London has a couple of quarterback questions. Is Aaron Rodgers
to London? I mean, is this just proving how global we are? Well, like LeBron James. He's watching Liverpool, then he's at the Lions-Niners game. We're just global. Who's bigger, LeBron James or the Patriots pregame social?
Or your head. Is Aaron Rodgers having one of the best ever quarterback seasons? He already has over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns in the game today, and that's old because he's up around 300 now with 3 touchdowns.
The Acme Packers.
Why do his receivers always seem to be wide open?
Because they're good. Same reason Tom Brady's receivers always seem to be wide open.
Yeah,
when you have a great offense, the receivers always look like they're wide open.
You know what that is? Scheme.
Yeah.
It's wonderful schemes.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with the
Peyton
email.
Peyton Manning, when they were cruising in Indy, the receivers were always open. You know, any of these great offenses, they're always open. And if the contrary is true, when you're a bad passing offense, you feel like
you got to jam it into a tight window on every throw.
I got freaking 5 receivers on the field, and every one of them is blanketed. How does that happen? Because you're a bad offense.
Yeah, right. He wants to know, and I'm going to throw this to you because you fancy yourself as Mr. Draft.
Yeah.
What have you seen from Andrew Luck, and what's your opinion?
I haven't seen a ton. We've talked about this. He was on a little bit last night. I watched last night. He looked really good for the short stint that I watched. And you know what I think makes him great? There's a lot of college quarterbacks that you watch that can make great plays, great throws. You know, Ryan Mallett might be an example. Great, great quarterback in college, big numbers, but also had some issues. He could wow you, and then he could wow you with, wow, that's not really what I was looking for. I don't think Andrew Luck makes those throws, and he makes the ones he's supposed to. You know those short stops? They say, if he can get to it, he's going to make the play.
Right.
He makes the easy throws. You know, just the play action to the tight end, touchdown. He makes it look so easy. He puts it right where it's supposed to be. That's what I think will make him great. If he can do the other stuff, that's fine. But to me, you can win with the NFL with a quarterback that you know the plays he'll make, that you can come into a game plan and say, he'll make X, Y, and Z. I think that's what it could really make him good, is that he makes the plays that he should make. Now, Mark Sanchez, if he made the plays he should make, Jets would be a better football team.
Well, you're right. You're right about that. But I kind of agree with you. I haven't seen enough of Luck.
He certainly is the most popular prospect that we've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, it seems like he...
You know, Cam Newton was a great athlete who had to sneak into the number one pick after the course
of
the year.
And a lot of people didn't agree with that.
Right. Andrew Luck is hands down the number one pick. You know, suck for Luck. All these teams going to ML car it and try to lose so they can get Andrew Luck. He is certainly the unanimous selection there.
And I just want to pass this one along to you because Dwight is in the parking lot, but he's here from Alabama for his first game. He's very excited.
Nice.
He says, Andy, a comedic genius.
Thank you.
So there's somebody who you know,
gets
sort of
me.
Likes. Yeah, get you. Good way to put it.
Fortunately, it's somebody who lives in Alabama. Maybe I should move.
Nobody around
here gets me. Or in Sweden either.
We were just
Lundell
in London.
Dude.
We were just in London. Now we're going to go over to Scotland and check in with Neil. He says, are the Cowboys the best matchup against the Patriots that we've seen thus far this year? They are a strong defense, especially the front seven, and play a fast-moving passing game with Witten over the middle and speed of Bryant and Austin out wide. They seem to match up very well against the Patriots. For the Patriots to win today, and I think they will, I think it's going to come down to Gostkowski's boot. For me, they can match us score for score, and providing Romo doesn't have his usual brain farts, it will be a tight game, 34-31. One last question.
Good Lord.
In this game, who will have more sacks, DeMarcus Ware or the entire Patriots defense?
The entire Patriots defense.
I agree.
If Ware beats the Patriots, I'll be stunned.
I agree.
And
that's exactly why I agree.
Aware where Ware is every play.
I just don't see Bill Belichick allowing DeMarcus Ware to ruin this game.
Now,
he may make a play.
What if Nate Solder allows him to ruin this game?
Yeah, well, you're right.
Jarvis Green Ellis, or Danny Woodhead, or Stephen Ridley.
I actually thought, and you broke down the all of the, you know, the different elements that are at play with the inactives, with Vollmer and whatnot. I thought there was a chance we were going to go back to that San Diego game plan of three tackles playing reasonably regularly, and that was going to allow them maybe the opportunity to double team a little bit more. I heard Mike Flynn. Mike Flynn's a former offensive lineman with the Baltimore Ravens who does some local radio here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, the Patriots flagship station, and Andy Hart was on the pregame show as well, although this was before Andy was on. He mentioned that in Baltimore against the 3-4 of the Steelers, similar kind of stuff, they used to do a lot of unbalanced to try to move guys over and create those double teams off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt like they had some success with that. So I thought the Patriots might try to do some of that today. Unfortunately, Vollmer not ready to go, so we won't see it.
What about Gronk 2.0?
Yeah, I mean, you will see that. I mean, okay. Without question. And I also think you're going to probably see some running backs chipping him as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It'll be an all-hands-on-deck effort.
Yeah.
I just
fell with two tackles as opposed to a tight end and a tackle. Well, you know, maybe Gronk is that good a blocker. I mean, you don't
have to worry
about
it. He claims he is. He says he's as good as his brother. And I think you would say his brother is a great blocking tight end. He claims he's as good. As if he is, there's your extra tackle guy.
Yeah, I claim I can still hit three-pointers if you leave me open. But, you know, I can't. You
true.
Know, it's a lot of things you could claim.
You claim you weigh 220.
Oh, that's poor to me again.
Who's asking?
I want to go back to the Ace Ticket Hotline because Olivier in Virginia is back with us, and he's one of our favorites.
I'm in Virginia right now.
I think I said that.
And boy, are you happy. I'm not sure how she feels about it, though.
I'm gentle.
You just can't get enough of that one, Olivier. You set him up every single week.
When I call you guys, I feel like a real man. Thank you.
As opposed to the rest of your life, I'm sorry. Then you feel like Eric.
I know, but it's difficult to feel like Andy all the time.
Yes, that's true. Especially with that accent you have. People look down upon the French in the U.S.
Yes, thank you. It really works. I'm actually from Kentucky, but I work my accent every day in front of the mirror.
What do you got today, Olivier? What are you looking for?
I'm lubing. I'm going to be watching the game with some Dallas Cowboys friends of mine. And one of them actually is on table reading a Bible. I think he must be scared of the potential situation. No, seriously, I'm concerned because I think that it's going to be a tough game. And I think that since we don't know these guys very well, they could surprise us. I don't believe that, you know, the Ryan brother ability to repeat another upset like last year in Cleveland. I think we really had a bad game with the Gronk and maybe Tom and so forth. I don't think that we can have the same issue. I think we're going to show up and play, but you know, we could be surprised. And, you know, I think that Dallas has a lot of great weapons, and I'm wondering what you guys think. There's been a lot of people getting cut, then brought back and cut again and brought back. I'm not really sure what this is all about. It sounds like a tango, but,
it's all injury related.
Yeah,
it's all injury related.
Matchups, injuries, special teams. There's a lot of layers there every week.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating. Very fascinating.
So what do you think? You're expecting big things from Sterling Moore today, who apparently is going to be active in play?
Sterling Moore, who is that? Never heard of him before.
Exactly.
He's the guy they activated off the practice squad yesterday.
Number 53 on your roster, but apparently today he's at least one of your top 46.
Wow. Well, you know, if we keep on getting people that we think are diamonds in the rough, and if they become, you know, diamonds on the field, I'm all happy for it. But if we keep on getting people just to try to get the value without getting someone, or few people that actually can make it and deliver immediate value on the field starting the season, you know, I think we're going to have, you know, hopes in the next 5 years until, you know, Tom and Bill have to retire and going to be disappointed all the time. So I just hope these guys, you know, show up. That's all I can say. I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I don't necessarily think that some of these acquisitions are attempts at finding diamonds in the rough. I think they're doing the best they can to add some depth. I think that, you know, as Andy said, they're banged up in the secondary. They're very thin at safety today. They've been thin at corner really all year because, guys like Dowling and Bodden haven't been 100%. Arrington's dealt with some, injury issues as well. I think they're just trying to fill out, their roster the best they can, and they're manipulating those last spots strictly based on who's healthy that particular week. And I think that's why you've seen the steady, parade from the practice squad to the active roster.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's challenging. It's tough, but hopefully we have a good game today. What about you guys? Are you doing okay?
We're doing great.
Sunday.
We're doing great.
You're working on all the time, so I think of you.
Tremendous. Thank you. We always think of you, Olivier, too.
Hey, thank you. I should send you, I'm hesitating now. I heard the last conversation about Fred and yourself having a bunch of spots on your shirts and so forth. So maybe instead of sending you chocolate, I should send you some new polos or something. What do you guys think?
I'll take any kind of gift. I'm not picky. Yeah, any gift I get, I'll take it.
I love all the attention we get from our fans. So.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great Sunday, okay? And go Pats.
I appreciate it, Olivier. Thanks for chiming in.
Okay, quick hit off the Twitter feed from our own PFW Eric. This one actually valuable. Cowboys defensive end Marcus Spears doing his best Ray Lewis impersonation, gathering the entire team and giving an impassioned speech. Hopefully it's not really his best Ray Lewis impersonation, because when Ray Lewis did it, the Ravens kicked the Patriots' arse. I don't expect the same today.
If you didn't know, AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Whoa, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
I love,
love,
love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time. 2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
This is Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo, and you are listening to the Patriots pregame social from the Patriots Facebook page.
You are indeed, Andy Hart, listening to the Jets Blue Patriots pregame social. I missed it.
I know they lost, but did they really blow the Jets Blue Patriots pregame social?
Did I say it again?
Yes. Wow. You've said it, I'd say, 50% of the time since today? You first started it. No. But overall,
since you started
somewhere mid-show last week.
The worst thing is I don't even know I'm doing it anymore.
You're like Fred Kerr. Jets blow.
Well, they do.
Well, it's physically impossible for a jet to work and not suck.
You know, Andy Hart taught me that the truth is never mean.
That's true.
Well, I think that's mean.
Quick update from our friend Mike Reese over at ESPNBoston.com.
Go ahead.
He likes to calculate pregame warm-ups for punters and kickers. And he said that Steven Gostkowski was making attempts from 53 yards, but he missed both tries from the open end, and the ball was moving quite a bit en route to the goalpost, and the punting was also very much affected by the wind. So whether it reaches the passing game, we'll have to wait and see, but it's certainly going to affect the kicking game here at Gillette Stadium today.
My guess is that it will be kicking game relegated to the kicking game, because I don't think it didn't seem that bad to me.
It's easy for you to say. You don't have to go out there and throw.
Oh, it would affect my passing game. Well, yeah. There's no question about that.
You know what
that.
Else would affect your passing game? Your arm.
A fan.
Your arm, because you stink.
That's what
go to the emails.
That was the point. Kavrin in Gainesville chiming in. Growing up as a kid in Texas, as a Patriots fan, was difficult. I was treated like I worshiped Satan or something. Let me say this. Today's game is big for me. Thankfully, I live in Florida now, away from the idiots, but I'm still in communication somewhat with those idiots. If I can quote Freddie Kirsch, I'm not emotionally prepared to lose this game. I am nervous because of our defense, or lack thereof, but in the end, we have Brady. So today we get to 5-1, and I get another 4 years of bragging rights. If there are any fans listening that are going to the game, be loud. It doesn't take much to rattle Romo. I am fired up and ready to destroy Dallas. And if you're wondering, yes, it's personal. That's Kavrin in Gainesville, Florida. That's good stuff right there. I like the level of hatred. What do you got?
The crowd did get some praise for being a little bit louder last week from sources. Now, we always talk about it's hard for us to tell.
Didn't Bill say it?
Yeah. Bill said it's always loud, kind of. Yeah. But, you know, even some other sources, I think the Globe did a story actually last week where they had a guy on the sideline with a decibel meter and was kind of doing some stuff. We always have trouble because in the press box, the glass, I don't know if it's soundproof, but it certainly alters how loud it is. And it's tough for us to tell. But I do think that's a good point that, you know, this is a big game, a competitive game, and one of the criticisms of Patriots fans and the crowds here at Gillette is they assume they're going to win and there's some sort of jaded nature where they just, I don't need to be a factor. Well, Romo is certainly a guy who is apt to mistakes, and if you could help make those mistakes and be a factor in the game, today would be a good day to maybe roll that out. You know, in the talk of the Lions 49ers game, apparently the place was rocking to start the game. Yeah. Defense starts with a strip sack. You know, those types of atmosphere. You never know when you can affect a play from Tony Romo. Maybe he'll just throw it to the other team.
And we have some more Patriots. Some more predictions just rolling in, and this one is not necessarily a good one. Brett in Orlando says, I'm a Patriots fan, but I agree with the Vegas guy that Dallas is a great play on the money line, and I think they win this game. I think if the wind isn't an issue with their receivers will abuse the Pats' corners and the defense will break in the red zone. They had more time to prepare. They're finally healthy. They're mad. And Romo is a good quarterback and won't play bad this week. On the good side, I think that the defensive line will have a decent game against a bad Dallas offensive line. I think the Pats are overall the better team, but I just don't like this spot for them. I see a strip sack at some point in this game by Dallas, and I think the team that wins the turnover battle wins this game. Dallas 31, Patriots 28.
Ooh, that's certainly possible.
Yeah, I don't think that's that far off base right there. So that's a concern. That is a concern for sure.
Think personnel wise, this is a tough matchup and probably the toughest matchup Patriots have faced this year. I think the defense that Dallas has is better than the San Diego defense in terms of personnel. You know, a big part of that is DeMarcus Ware, because he's the best player on the field on defense today, and one of the best in the game over the last 5 or 6 years. And offensively, I think they have that same kind of thing where they can, you know, make plays on their receivers, make plays at tight end. Even Felix Jones, not a huge productive guy, but he's their leading rusher, catches passes out of the backfield for them. And he, even going back to Arkansas, he's a guy that he can make you miss. He can hit for a big play if you miss a tackle. So I think you include him in the fear factor. You don't expect him every week to come out and rush for 120 yards, but on any given play, he can go 45, 50 yards and swing a field.
It's something we talked about during the week, and I think it is an issue today as well. When you're not looking for that kind of stuff is when you can get hurt by it. Time now for the autotrader.com emailer of the week. And a little earlier, Andy, we read that open letter from to Bill Belichick from Roger Goodell.
Do you really think Roger Goodell needs a $100 gift card to the Patriots?
No, but I think Colin, who wrote the letter for, it was kind of ghostwritten, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Yeah. So we're going to reward Colin. I'm just going to reread that letter real quick. He says it's a letter from from Goodell to Belichick, and he says, "I thought we had a deal. As we discussed, this league has had a serious drop in revenue with the loss of Peyton Manning, and we had agreed that you were going to make whatever quarterback the Patriots were facing look like Peyton Manning. Now, you've done a pretty good job so far. I thought cutting half of your secondary was a work of genius. When you broke the thumbs of Chung and Fletcher, I thought it was a little over the top, but okay, whatever gets the job done. But last week was a problem, Bill. Sanchez did not look like Peyton Manning, and that does not work for me. Don't forget, you don't want those photos to see the light of day. So, if Romo doesn't look like the reincarnation of Joe Montana today, I'm calling the Boston Globe. Don't test me. Signed, Roger. Colin, well done. And for that, you will receive a $100 gift card to the Patriots Pro Shop, courtesy of autotrader.com. And did you know, Colin, Andy, Matt, Kevin, whoever else is listening,
that hopefully a few more than just those people you
sure
meet.
Did you know that autotrader.com has brand spanking new cars? Well, you do now. Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. And I do want to let our previous winners of the autotrader.com email of the week know that we have gotten the cards and they are in the process of getting sent out to you. We had a little bit of a delay with that, getting the inventory, so to speak, but those will be out soon, and you'll be able to enjoy your $100 gift cards to the Patriots Pro Shop.
A couple quick updates from our friend Greg A. Bedard over on Twitter. He first tweets that the Patriots are warming up with McCourty and Arrington as the starters at cornerback with the first group. And another secondary related note, Sterling Moore, who we mentioned earlier, who called up from the practice squad on the active roster, is getting reps as the second team safety with Ross Ventrone. So maybe Sterling Moore has some position flexibility, because I thought he was a corner, wasn't he?
I just thought he was a defensive back. I didn't know he was listed as a corner or a safety.
He's real small if they're going to play him at safety.
Really?
I knew
he was little.
Say he's over 5'10".
He's the guy with the weird earrings, right?
Yeah.
He's got screws through his ears that are like an inch long?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Yeah, okay.
He takes over for 3 minutes, and he provides more than we got in the previous hour and 45 minutes.
Well, it is what it is.
Good job, Matt. There's not too many guys that can break down the Patriots practice squad.
You know, gotta have somebody who can do it.
Oh, it was well done. Nick is in Chicago, and he says that he's glad to be part of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. You see how I did that one, Andy? Did I do that one okay? JetBlue?
Yes.
It's because he wrote it, so I got to read it.
Oh, good.
I know you guys get tired of the 4:15 games, and I don't blame you, but I love them. Here in the Midwest, if the Patriots have an early game, there is almost no chance that I will get to see them play. However, if they play late, I get to see the games quite often. Anyway, I have a few predictions. What do you think? Ocho, 5 catches and a touchdown.
Yes.
This is my obligatory Ocho breaks out prediction, although I'm more confident in him this time.
Why?
How could you be any more confident in him? You say this every week.
Because he's tweeting again, and he's back to being himself.
I'm even starting him on one of my fantasy teams. Gronk, 2 touchdowns. The Cowboys will focus too much on Hernandez. This will allow Gronk to run wild.
Quick Twitter update. Mike Giardi says Ocho almost dropped a bomb down the left sidelines against Ayer.
So now we're charting his almost drops?
Apparently.
Okay. Welker, he will continue to do what he does. Defense, they will continue their progression. I see 2 interceptions and more consistent pressure, maybe even a few sacks. I know that everyone is surprised that Falk seemed to say something good about the Patriots, but don't worry. Chris Carter still picked Dallas. Thanks for keeping the show Subway fresh.
One thing we didn't get into talking about, you know, things said in the media, Phil Costa, I believe it's Phil, their center. Yes,
yes.
Phil Costa claimed that Vince Wilfork was merely a road bump, speed bump, no mountain of a man in the middle. And,
correct.
Wilfork responded by saying, I'll be there Sunday. He can tell me then. Be interesting to just keep an eye on that matchup to see if there's anything there.
Why don't you try knocking me down?
I think he will. I think they'll both try to knock each other down. And we'll see how that plays out. Another interesting update from Twitter, and actually our own Eric Scalavino was on the bandwagon on this one. I like this timing.
Well, why don't we just go to him on the Ace Ticket hotline and let him tell us in person? Is that going to be okay with you?
It'll take so much longer and be so much more boring in person. But go ahead, Eric!
Inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
What's up, guys?
I mean, yes, go ahead.
What were you going to say, Andy?
I'd like you to relay your information on the unique look in the backfield with Tom Brady and the offense warming up.
Yeah, a couple of running backs, and those 2 running backs being the 2 rookies, Shane Vereen and Stephen Ridley.
Split backs? Split backs there?
I'm sorry?
Split backs?
Yes, split backs. That's correct. 1 to each side of him, flanking Brady, with 3 wide receivers, which is an interesting kind of look we haven't really seen from this Patriots offense. And also should point out that, you know, while Ben Jarvis Green Ellis did get some warm-up carries, we mostly saw Ridley and Vereen getting the touches in warm-ups today, with Woodhead not getting a whole lot of action in this late warm-up period, you know, when they have the team offense, team defense.
Interesting. So are you under the impression, after viewing them in both regular individual warm-ups and now team action, are they limited health-wise, and could we see the youngsters and those guys are there more as insurance than as main factors?
Well, I would say of the 2 injured guys, Green Ellis looks to be the more healthy than Woodhead, at least by the number of touches he got, the way he was running. He didn't appear to have any sort of limp or any sort of unusual movement to his gait. Woodhead didn't really seem to either when he was out here earlier with the training staff warming up, but it looked like he had to do a lot of convincing with them to try to get himself out here today. And my gut feeling tells me we're going to see more of the rookies than the veterans today in the backfield.
Interesting. Okay, let's move to the wide receiver position. I just saw some tweets come across that Ocho almost dropped a deep ball against Ayer, but didn't, which means he caught it.
We're charting almost drops now,
right,
Eric.
From, 75 miles away in the press box. I don't know exactly what an almost drop is, but,
yeah.
You know, as we looked at the speculation, trade speculation, maybe they're interested in Brandon Lloyd. You know, obviously a part of that is Ocho Cinco not developing in the offense, Taylor Price not developing in the offense. Any inclination that today could be a breakout game for either of those guys?
On offense, it's hard to say. I mean, the one spot where we might be able to see more of Price is in the return game. You know, with Wes Welker being the number one punt return guy.
Oh, God.
He's been getting so much action on offense. You would think at some point they might want to try to give some of those reps to somebody else.
I'm not sure a windy day is that day to do that, though. I'm a little concerned for my boy if he gets back there.
Maybe not, and I'm glad you did bring that up, because I was trying to pay attention to the win factor, and it seemed like the Patriots were really concerned about that early, because the kickers were out here for a far longer time than they usually are, and the rest of the offense and the return men and such came out much later than they normally do, and even the quarterbacks and the receivers, which is kind of interesting. Dallas had all their personnel out here very early, in individual time, and then very early as a team. They were far more concerned, it seemed like, with getting out here and getting used to the field, the wind conditions, etc. The Patriots were more concerned, it seemed like, with getting the kicking game solidified. However, when I was looking at the flags on the goalposts, they didn't seem to be moving at all, which I don't know if the wind is more of a factor down low or higher up, but it wasn't really seeming to affect the goalposts. So interesting to see how that changes as the sun starts to set and night falls around here.
Any observations from the Dallas side? And, you know, it looks like their inactives are relatively irrelevant, and they hit here pretty good health, even though some of their big names, Austin, Bryant, Jones, are on the injury report.
Right.
It seems like they're at basically full health.
Well, it seems to be, but I think one interesting thing was the two wide receivers, their main guys, Austin and Bryant, were out here, almost earlier than anybody else, even almost in the kickers, with Tony Romo, and they were throwing just in, you know, shorts and T-shirts, but they were running routes and throwing for a good long time in the individual period before they went back inside and changed up. And I don't know, just something tells me with both of those guys being banged up, I know they were, you know, full participation all week. I know they were probable, but those are your two main guys. And as we saw in the San Diego game in week two, Malcolm Floyd went out very early in the game, and that severely limited the way San Diego could attack this New England defense. With New England already thin at safety and having, you know, probably, you know, two safeties out and Ross Ventrone probably going to have to see some action today, it'd be interesting if both of those receivers can make it through an entire game.
Yeah, the only difference with these injuries as opposed to Malcolm Floyd is these are old injuries. They happened in week one for both guys, so they've been gradually getting more healthy, whereas the Floyd injury was a new injury that he suffered in the game. So I'm not sure that, you know, either way, that's a huge run. Now, listen, Dez Bryant hasn't been able to play a full game yet. He almost always comes out like a house of fire. He catches three or four passes in the first quarter, and that's it. He's not able to sustain it for 60 minutes. So until he does it, I guess you can't really expect him to do it. So yeah, it's a good point to sort of look at those guys and wonder what they have physically. Any other last-minute observations, Eric, before we drop you?
I think just, you know, more than anything, we say it every week, but, you know, the pressure that New England can get on the quarterback, I think it's even more imperative this week, not only because of all the weapons that Tony Romo has at his disposal, but also because he's been playing banged up. He has that rib injury that he suffered against the 49ers, and he's been playing hurt with that for the last few weeks. So I think trying to disrupt him is even more important than it probably normally would be.
All right. Well, we'll hook up with you in a few minutes when we wrap it up here, Eric. Thanks, as usual, and we'll make sure you get the cookies at halftime.
Oh, that's top priority. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
As it should be.
That's our own Eric Scalavino.
He's your own.
Dropping all kinds of info on us. No?
What?
What? Wait, what?
I'm intrigued by the split backs look and the theory or possibility, yeah, I guess, that the two veteran backs are dinged up enough so that, you know, they're kind of
maybe you
limited.
See some Ridley today?
Ridley and maybe Vereen. You know, we haven't seen any
haven't
Vereen.
Seen any
Ridley
Vereen.
I'm fine with, because his worst right now has just been not a lot of yards, 2 yards a carry like he had last week. His best has been very effective runner. Vereen, you don't know. I mean, he's a total unknown. We haven't seen him in regular season game action here. So it'll be interesting if he makes his debut, how confident they are in him against a team like Dallas that certainly could try to mess with a young back and try to get him to screw up on his blitz pickup and his pass protection.
We wind it down here. We're going to get back to some emails. We have a lot of photos that have come in. I hope we've been able to...
We posting them?
Yeah.
We posting them?
Yep, and Steve sent in the picture of his very attractive friend, and Andy, you got to go look.
So we'll get to that in a few minutes.
I hope it's not the hairy arm with the Pat Patriot on it.
But I do want to read some emails, Andy, because your buddy Brooklyn Matt is chiming in.
Buddy in the loosest sense of the
term. Since you feature tailgaters chiming in on the social, I figured I'd go outside and have myself a Brooklyn-style Pat's tailgate. I opened the door to my brownstone and looked for a good spot on the front stoop. I first had to roll three winos down the steps, who'd passed out since last night. Then I caught a crack whore relieving herself in between my garbage cans. After that, I asked the random people passing by on the sidewalk if any of them liked the Patriots, but I don't think I found anyone yet who speaks English. I'd send you a pic to post on Facebook, but I think I'd get mugged if I flashed any handheld electronics around. Anyway, here's a salute to sweet Sonny Foxborough from the heart of Crooklyn. Have a good game. He calls us cheesies.
That was his best email ever.
That was well done.
I've been had, Paul.
What? Nothing?
It's a blow-up doll!
Oh.
I was laughing real hard when he said
that's not
that
funny. There's nothing funny about blow-up dolls.
That's unfortunate.
It's a sad reality for Eric.
That's unfortunate. Oh, that's really unfortunate.
Shouldn't mock another man's
what
lover.
Else here? Tim is with me. He says it's got to pay Welker. I would be willing to pay $8 to $10 million a year for the next 4 years. Pay him, take him out of the offense, and we are doomed. See 2006. All hail the great Fred.
So 4 years, $40 million with 20 guaranteed. Would you do that?
Yes.
That's Tim's contract number there. Well, you know, 8 to 10, but I'll take the 10, the high bar.
I would. And I would have it front loaded like most of these deals are. And you know, after 2 years, if the production's going down, I can get out.
I would just franchise him. That's all I would do.
Ooh.
It's a business.
I know it is, and I know that's what'll end up happening if they can't come to a deal, but I would rather have him be rewarded for it.
Plus,
I think it sends a better message.
He's the type of sucker who will just play. No offense to him. I just think that's the person he is. I don't see him sitting out unless he gets a really strong... Who's his agent?
I think he's
the kind of guy who will play. He might be unhappy with it, but I think you'll still get the best from Wes Welker, and I think a team can take advantage of that. As sad as it may be or unfortunate as it may be from the player's perspective, I think when a guy has the type of work ethic and pride that Welker does, he'll show up and play, and you'll get his best, and you can take advantage.
We have a few more emails that I will read, but Matt, before we do that, do we have another poll to update on the Facebook page? And
he just gave you a single finger.
Well,
I won't say which one.
It wasn't the right one, though, so it was okay. While you do that, I will read one more email here. Blake in Southern California says hello to Andy and I. Weird to say that I love you guys. I think not. Who needs early games when you got the PPGS?
Yeah.
I hear you.
Hells yeah.
Today, both offenses go off. We need some turnovers or else. We're done, like you alluded to earlier. I am a bit nervous, but in the end, we got Brady. They got Romo. Nuff said. Pats 32, Cowboys 28.
Paul, we've been
go Pats!
Asked to do a little fantasy dabbling at times on this show.
Yes,
and we have a last-minute request from... At musical refugee wants to know wise
James.
Man's advice. Start Gronk or Hernandez at tight end. I would take Gronk today. Paul, what say you?
I would take Hernandez.
Paul goes with Hernandez, so we are sorry. We give you a split vote and don't know what to tell you.
My reasoning is I think Gronk will be asked to do a lot of blocking today.
My reason is same what I would have anybody looking to start either Benny or Woodhead. Go with the touchdown. I think it's a guaranteed touchdown for Gronk and a guaranteed touchdown for Green Ellis. I can't, you know, yards and catches, maybe another area. But if you want touchdowns, it's a Green Ellis and Gronk day.
It's a fair point. How are we doing on that update on the poll there, Big Matt?
Quick update from a number of tweets. Matt Roth just had a sack in the Jags-Steelers game, apparently, and we talked a lot about Matt Roth this summer.
I was ready to go there, Andy, but thank you for the extra time.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, we have which matchup will you be keeping an eye on today? Patriots tackles versus DeMarcus Ware, Patriots tight ends versus Dallas linebackers, Patriots defensive backs versus Dallas wide receivers, Tom Brady versus Dallas defensive backs, and Patriots front seven versus Felix Jones. And this is a tight one. We have Patriots defensive backs versus Dallas wide receivers at 32, Brady versus Dallas' D-backs at 25, and then Patriots tackles versus DeMarcus and tight ends against the linebackers at 21%. So a real close one.
I agree with it. I think it's the
outside
receivers versus the outside corners or the DBs versus the receivers. I think that's the matchup to watch in this game. I think that's where the bulk of the production will come from. Because I think on some level, both teams probably are going to try to take the tight ends away. And as you say, Patriots tight ends might be taken away a little bit with the fear of DeMarcus Ware. I think those outside matchups are intriguing. Can Devin McCourty and Dez Bryant be an even draw, or is McCourty going to have another guy that has a career day or a big day? You just said, you know, he can't finish a game. Well, is this the day where all of a sudden he puts it together and he's got four quarters and 150 yards or something?
That's the fear. That's the fear. But, yeah, I mean, they keep talking about how they feel like they're as healthy as they've been. You know, so we'll see it on the field. Big Don in Cali. I want to know who is going to step up for us on defense. Are we finally going to get some sacks?
Sack up,
and can
Andre
you please
Carter.
Tell me why Anderson is not a full-time starter?
Because he stinks against the run.
He can't play the run at all. He cannot play the run. So he has to be virtually a situational rusher, end-of-game rusher, when you know that they are throwing. He has to play then because he is abysmal against the run. I like the first question. Is today the day Andre Carter sacks up?
Let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left.
There's a lot of ums left.
Well, there's a lot of photos coming in.
Can we give a shout out to Big Don? He sent us in a picture. Looks like he got a Patriots tattoo today. Because he sent in a picture.
The Pat Patriot?
No, it's a little bit further back. It's a Patriots helmet, and it's still bleeding. And he took the picture and sent it in.
Oh, that's not
cool. I didn't need to see that.
I don't like blood.
That's dedication, though.
Well, he could have gotten it Wednesday. Why do you have to wait till game day?
Anybody familiar with the Rhode Island television situation? Because we have some emails about wondering if the game is going to be on in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Because both the Fios and local Fox website lists Tampa Bay against New Orleans.
Oh, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't believe that will be the case. Tom, I think you'll be okay. I think the Patriots will be on Fox today because we are playing an NFC team here at home.
If you drive 75 miles from here, southwest, that covers virtually all of Rhode Island, correct? I mean, that's a long way from Gillette Stadium. And isn't that the smallest diameter for a team's area is a 75-mile circumference of the area.
You may be right.
That's all of Rhode Island. You will watch it in Rhode Island. I'd be stunned. I mean, Connecticut is where we get those issues, parts of Connecticut.
Right.
But Rhode Island, you'll be watching the Patriots today. If not, it'll be a major, major news story tomorrow.
So, Andy Hart, you think that the mistakes will do win the Cowboys and the Patriots find a way to win a reasonably high-scoring game?
Patriots will win the three most important stats in football, or at least be competitive. Red zone, third down, and most importantly, the turnover battle. You will say thank you, Tony Romo. The only good thing you ever did was Jessica Simpson.
Oh, that's very well done right there. Crass and classless, but very well done.
I got a thing for Jessica Simpson. Even when she's pudgy, I kind of still like her.
I agree. But that's going to wrap up our JetBlue Patriots pregame social. But as always, make sure you stick with Patriots.com and check out Freddie Kirsch and the Kirsch Words blog.
No, you said it right. The curse words.
Yeah.
That's more appropriate.
Yeah, I was going to say that because he does tend to be a little potty mouth.
And his readers are feed into it and fuel his.
They do, and he gets a little upset with certain stuff too. But make sure you head over there, participate in that in-game blog, and we will be back with you in 2 weeks because we will not do a PPGS on the bye week. So
because we are a pregame social, so if there's no game, there's no pregame. And
2 weeks, Andy and I will give you a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. But enjoy the game today; it should be a good one.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Dallas Cowboys from Gillette Stadium.
Direct snap to Brady, looking left, looking over the middle. Now steps and fires, and it is down and in. Touchdown, Patriots. Wes Welker.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Ridley, the running back, takes the handoff through a hole on the 30-yard line at the 25, inside the 25, 20, 15 to the 10, to the 5, and he's in! Touchdown, rookie Stephen Ridley!
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars, well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.